Okay, namaste and hari om. This is your host Kishore Trivedi welcoming you to today's episode of Know Your Dharma program on this radio Naira. As you know, this radio program is part of a larger initiative, Know Your Dharma initiative of the Hindu Society of North Carolina. Past recordings of these audio clips can be found at the KYD tab on hsnctemple.org website. The bottom table, there are two tables there, the bottom table. Today, I'm very happy to introduce our guest, Dinesh Patel, who is an IIT Bombay alumnus like me. Dinesh Pai and his wife, Kashmira Ben, recently moved to the RTP area. Dinesh Pai, would you please introduce yourself briefly to our listeners?
Sure, Kishore Bhai. After completing graduate studies at Michigan State University, I and Meera settled down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, in 1974. I worked in a textile and chemical company called Millikan till 2011. After retirement, I taught part-time, and then as our younger son Mehul and his wife Catherine started foster care, we moved to Carborough area in late 2019. Our other son Pratik is in Houston, Texas with his wife Parul and their two children, Krishna and Desh.
Very good. The topic today we have chosen is Bhakt Kavi Narsi Mehta, who composed the bhajan Vaishnava Janato, which was made famous by Mahatma Gandhi. So we will first play this famous bhajan as sung by Kashmira Ben and her sister Nidhima Ben. So let's see if it works when I click on that one. Where is my pointer here? Let's see. Okay, it's opening up.
Nava janato tene kahi jir parai jane re par dukhe upakar kare toi man abhiman na aane re Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye sakala loka vasaune vande nindana kare ke nire vach pach man nishchal rakhe dhan dhan janani ke nire Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye samadrasti ne krushna tyagi aur sri jene matre jivat ki asatya na bole par dhan na vajale hatre Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye moha maya vyape nahi jene dada vairagya jena man mare Ram naam shutari re lagi sakala tirat tena tan mare Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye Man lobhi ne kapat rahit che kama krodh nivara re bade narsayo tenu darshan karta ulai ko tirtarya re Vaishnava jana to tene kahiye je Peer parai jane re.
Beautiful. Dinesh Bhai, will you please explain the meaning of this bhajan as many of our people in the audience may not know Gujarati, and this bhajan is definitely in Gujarati.
Sure, Kishore Bhai, I'll be glad to. So in this bhajan, Narsi Mehta outlines qualities of a Vaishnava who is defined as a true devotee of Bhagwan Vishnu. He starts with noting that a Vaishnava is the one who feels the pain of fellow beings, helps others, and yet not have a sense of ego enter in the mind. In second stanza, he further describes that a Vaishnava salutes each and everyone, does not speak ill of others, keeps speech, actions, and thoughts pure. Blessed indeed is the mother of such a person. In the next stanza, a Vaishnava is equanimous, rejects extreme greed for wealth and material gain, respects all women as he respects his own mother. His tongue would never utter a lie and would never desire to possess the wealth of others. A Vaishnava does not fail to resist worldly attachments, has renounced lust of all types, as well as anger. He enticed the name of Bhagwan Ram, and all holy sites of pilgrimage are embodied within him. In the end, in last stanza, he summarizes a Vaishnava has no greed, is not deceitful, he or she has renounced lust and anger. And in the end, the Bhakta poet Narsi says that one who sees or meets or interacts with such a person, that person's entire family would attain salvation. So that is the meaning of this bhajan. It is easy to see why this bhajan has become so popular. Kishore Bhai.
And indeed, we should try to implement at least some of these aspects of Vaishnava that he describes in our life. Beautiful. I would also like to add that the word Vishnu actually means Vyapnoti Chara Chara Atmakam Jagat Iti Vishnu. That means it connotes the notion of God that pervades each and every atom in the universe. So the import is that a devotee of Bhagwan Vishnu in that case should see God in everyone and in everything. So with that introduction of this bhajan by Narsi Mehta, let us learn about Narsi Mehta's life and his works. Dinesh Bhai, could you please tell us about his childhood?
So Narsi Mehta was born in year 1414. With Mirabai's birth year as 1498 and Nanak as 1469, we can say that he was samkalin with them.
You mean almost the same time period or contemporary of these two famous poets, right?
Yeah. It's the same time period. So he was born in a small village about 18 miles from Junagadh, and Junagadh is in Saurashtra part of Gujarat. He could not speak. He lost his parents when he was 5 years old, and his grandmother, Jai Kumar, raised him. Narsi often used to accompany his grandmother to the Hatkeshwar Mahadev Mandir for darshan and to listen to bhajans. Once when he was 8 years old, Jai Kumar approached an ascetic at the mandir. He glanced at little Narsi and prophesied that he would become a great bhakta. But Jai Kumar informed him of the boy's handicap. The ascetic then gave him herb and asked him to chant Radhe Krishna. Miraculously, Narsi started chanting Radhe Krishna, and that was end of his handicap.
Wow, that was indeed a miracle.
Yes, it was. He was then sent to a Sanskrit school to study. Even after school, Narsi visited Hatkeshwar Mahadev, joining bhaktas in singing bhajans. Afraid that he might become a sadhu, Jai Kumar arranged his marriage with a 7-year-old girl named Manek.
I guess child marriage was a common custom in those times. Well, did Narsi Mehta have any siblings? And if yes, How was their relationship?
Yes, well, he had a brother named Bansidhar who was 17 years older than him. With his grandmother became old, she insisted that Narsi and his wife move to his brother Bansidhar's house in Junagadh. His bhabhi, which is a Gujarati word for brother's wife, was an ill-tempered woman, always taunting and insulting Narsi Mehta for his devotion and for not doing much of anything to bring money to the household. One day when Narsi Mehta had enough of these taunts and insults, he left the house and went to a nearby forest in search of some peace. There he fasted and meditated for 7 days by a secluded Shivlingam until Bhagwan Shivji appeared before him in person.
Now, you know, I've been told that this happened in a Gopnath Mahadev Mandir near Talaja. Now, I saw the distances between Junagadh and Talaja is not small, but anyway, some of these legends go on. So, and in fact, we have been to that Mandir many times, and there is a Narsi Mehta room there and so on. But it may or may not be true, but Gopnath Mahadev is the one where he's supposed to have realized and met Bhagwan Shivji there. Let's go on.
Okay, so on his request, Mahadev showed him the eternal Ras Lila of Shri Krishna and the gopis. The legend has it that he was so transfixed by the spectacle that he burnt his hand with the torch he was holding. But in the overwhelming happiness, he did not feel pain at all. So as the popular account goes, at Sri Krishna's command, he decided to sing his praises and nectarous experience of the Ras. He resolved to compose kirtans and bhajans. After this divine experience, he returned to his village and touched his sister-in-law's feet and thanked her for insulting him, for had she not made him upset, the above episode would not have occurred. He and his wife moved to another house in Junagadh.
One can never know how one thing will lead to another. In this case, what apparently was bad actually turned out to be very good for him. Please continue.
So in Junagadh, Mehta lived with his wife and two children, a son named Shamaldas and a daughter for whom he had a special affection named Kumarbai. They were very poor. He was completely engrossed in writing, singing devotional hymns, which is bhajans, that conveyed glories of Sri Krishna. Not only he stayed with sadhus, saints, priests, to his heart's content, he also spent quite a bit of time in the quarters of lower caste people who were known at that time as untouchable. Whoever invited him to sing bhajan, he would go without paying attention to the caste. We can say that he considered and put in action in treating lower class people as Hari Jan, which is the word as children of God. As expected, this behavior, this approach upset so-called upper class Nagars of Junagadh. And they tried to take revenge, but Shri Krishna took care of his bhakta.
It's remarkable that about 600 years ago, so-called upper caste Nagar Brahmin visited and mixed with so-called lower caste people. So it looks like we forgot many years until intervening many years until Gandhiji revived the concept. So there have been, of course, reformers in Hinduism from time to time, such as Narsi Mehta, Mahatma Gandhi, and many more who tried to remove whatever bad things had accumulated, unfortunately. And caste is such an example. By the way, on caste, there have been two very, very good lectures in our Know Your Dharma lecture series, and video recordings are available on that website on that particular notion. You mentioned Sri Krishna took care of him. So are there any recorded incidents about that?
Yeah, yes, indeed. There are many famous incidents, and I will share a few of them. Soon after Kumar Bai's marriage, Kumar Bai became pregnant. Now, if you recall, Kumar Bai is Narasimha Mehta's daughter. There was a custom called Mameru, in which it was expected for the pregnant woman's parents to give gifts to all the in-laws during the 7th month of pregnancy. So Kumar Bai's mother-in-law sent a long list of items with the sole objective of shaming Narasimha, as she knew that he was poor and will not be able to afford all these items. But Bhagwan Shri Krishna came in the form of a seth, a rich merchant, and delivered all the items on the list and kept his devotee's reputation intact. Narasimha Mehta composed and sang a bhajan entitled Kumar Bai no Mameru to celebrate this event.
Beautiful. I think we will take commercial break right now. Don't go away. We will be right back after this very quick break. And so let me stop the recording.